Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This time we head to the neighbourhood of Campo do Urique in Lisbon. The residential area has a unique charm and simplicity to it, almost as if it were from another time. As we'll find out, there are new and bold food offerings to be found alongside its time-honoured establishments. Our guide is Monocle's Gaia Lutz.
While Campo do Urique does not feature in lists of Lisbon's main tourist destinations, it often tops the lists of the most livable neighborhoods, not only in Portugal, but in Europe. It is one of Lisbon's more tranquil and pleasant residential districts. The aesthetics of the area are part of its charm. It has something old school about its grid streets, 19th century architecture mixed with wonderful Art Nouveau examples. Corners dotted with independent shops, traditional restaurants and bakeries, barbers and long-established wine cellars. For a neighborhood of its size, Campo do Urique has a really diverse commercial and culinary offering, and has been nicknamed a city within a city for that reason. For the past years, established and up-and-coming chefs have been choosing to open restaurants in the area, giving a solid mix between traditional Portuguese tascas and daring new establishments. And an in-the-know Lisbon crowd comes here more and more to try what's new and best in terms of food offerings. You'll need some coffee to start your day out. Why not get it in Jardim da Parada, a sun-dappled, tree-filled garden which is the heart of the neighborhood. Sit in the famous quiosque by the pond for your coffee and watch the residents of the neighborhood as they walk their dogs or read the papers in one of the park's many benches. From there, walk down to Mercado de Campo do Urique, perhaps one of the main reasons why the neighborhood has become so in vogue recently. This old 1934 market had fallen into oblivion, but was in 2013 revitalized, and now houses some of the city's best restaurants, who serve their food in stalls, side by side with the traditional fresh fruit and veg vendors, charcuterie, florists and jam makers. There are many stalls to choose lunch from in the market. One that I would recommend is Atalho. The original restaurant is in Príncipe Real. But in this market stall, you can try what is best from the restaurant, the meat. You choose your cut from the variety of rump cap, filet, lamb chops, ribeye, and more. And if you want it grilled and accompanied by two sides, or as a sandwich. My recommendation would be the filet with a side of salad and bolo do caco, a typical bread from Madeira Island. Other great spots for lunch are found just a few blocks away from the market. Pigmeu is a restaurant all things pork. Pork in Portugal is renowned and always a good order. And here you can have it in dozens of different ways. Pork croquettes, pulled pork sandwiches, slow-cooked pork, and even pork salads. The setting is casual and simple. Moles and Beer is another great example of the worldly food offerings of the neighborhood. It serves mussels and beers only, but the variety of both of these is big. You can have your mussels in sauces of chili, lemon and creme fraiche, coconut milk and ginger, pesto, and much, much more. The beer menu is also very extensive, with options from Germany, Belgium, Holland, and Portugal. Oh, you can also be surprised by asking for the moles and beer of the day. After a satisfying lunch, take the afternoon off to visit the neighborhood's many independent shops. When hunger hits again, there are many options for dinner. Many who have been to Hikidashi Taberna Japonesa claim it to be the best Japanese restaurant in town. Apart from the wonderfully fresh and classic Japanese food, one of the restaurant's most distinctive features is that everyone sits around a beautiful solid wood sushi bar. From there, you can see chef and partner Agnaldo Ferreira work his magic with the fish and the Japanese grill. Making a reservation is important here. After dinner, head to Padaria do Povo. This 1904 bakery, housed in an impressive traditional building, reopened as a cafe, restaurant and events venue in 2013. The food is simple and traditional. Think pregos, traditional Portuguese steak sandwiches, alheiras, a sausage with mixed meats, and scrambled eggs. The place has become somewhat of a neighborhood institution and is the perfect place to meet friends or watch a football match or just have a cold beer. be sure to check out the courtyard at the back. After a day in Campo de Ourique, I am certain you will be considering moving to Lisbon's most livable neighborhood too. From Monaco in Lisbon, I'm Gaia Lutz.
This has been episode number 99 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Gaia for the tour of Campo de Ourique in Lisbon. For more food and drink stories, tune to the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.